Fucking hell, jeez.
Aquido. We're supposed to keep that way. You never do.
Why is it nice?
You do
Aquido. I am.
Your mom's nice.
So, Peach, Steven, and JJ.
Well, I think we should go around and say
No, we're done. We're over that, yeah.
But no.
Now you have to guess which one we are. Doesn't matter.
Well, I'm Peach.
Doesn't matter about anyone else.
No, clearly not.
No.
No.
Just getting irritable now.
It's all with you.
So go on then, Steven. What are you going to say?
Oh, right. Well, I didn't think it hard. I just thought...
We don't even know the premise of the show.
Yeah, the premise of the show is hypothetical questions. Doesn't that mean
well,
that
we
have to be complex?
We haven't told the listeners this.
Last episode.
Was it?
Yeah.
But is that actually going on then?
I'm
so confused.
You'll edit it.
I'm so confused.
I'll edit it. Don't worry, right?
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. My hypothetical question was, I didn't think out that hard, but I thought about it.
Should we not reintroduce the show?
Will you shut the fuck up and
you got the end.
I'm really
you know what we should do?
I think
we should introduce it.
Stop tapping on the table
sorry,
or I will punch you.
I have to. It's this the thing. No, I think we should just, every show, every episode rather, we should just... Not reintroduce the entire thing as like it was the first episode.
No,
I think we should
just
recap.
Just a recap,
yeah,
so people
okay.
get grasped.
Last episode,
pretty good. last week, blah.
Meanwhile,
in San Francisco.
Yeah. Anyway.
So recap. You go, Stephen.
I don't want
to. Oh, we were talking about.
Ah, Jesus! No, we're not talking about the last episode. We're not recapping the last episode. We're just bringing the listeners up to date on what this podcast is.
So basically, if you're listening to this, I'm pretty confident
this is
you've
your
got
first
idea,
time.
No, but you've got an
I'm
idea of how awkward this becomes when we try and talk about something
time.
That's actually the important bit.
Well, I'm pretty confident that you thought, "Fuck this, this is shit," and I've turned it off.
Exactly.
Have you stopped recording?
No.
Oh, right. I think you turned this off. Oh, you're talking about listeners going.
Please
don't do that.
Our many, many listeners.
Oh, we have so many.
Yeah.
We're swimming in listeners.
Yeah.
It's a bit erotic.
Yeah, the best. We're going to sleep with thinking your listeners. The ears.
Okay, Stephen, your hypothetical question.
Okay, no interruptions.
Okay, because that's what we do. We do
shut
hypothetical
the fuck
questions.
Up. Shut the fuck up. Please.
So rude.
Please. Yeah, I thought, what would you do if you're stuck down a well and all you had was butter?
How much butter?
Two sticks.
Two sticks of butter.
Two sticks of butter. You're stuck there in a well.
What would I do with those two?
It's in like the, it's in the moors. It's in the boggy moors.
Well, I can't get out.
Well,
we try
I don't know.
Out.
I mean,
we just
you got butter.
We find ourselves awake in a well with two sticks of butter.
Awake.
Awake.
I thought you said it. Awake.
Awake.
We found ourselves awake.
Let's come to spirit.
I work in a well for you.
We find ourselves awake in a well, with two sticks of butter.
No, you don't need to. You don't need to come back from consciousness. I mean, you could have just been.
Well,
it's not really relevant. You're in a well.
Hang on.
Okay.
Last week you were embellishing all sorts of questions.
All right. Okay. Last week I thought this out a little bit better. You're down a well with two sticks of butter.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I could sleep.
Just sleep.
No, why not?
Okay. I would try to find a way out of the well, personally.
Yeah,
it's not like a secret key game, you know. You can play online where
just rub the butter
on
the wall.
Yeah, if you touch
it,
you open the magic button door.
Yeah,
where you poke one stone and it actually opens up a secret passage.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
No, point and click. You just click everything.
Yeah,
that looks like a thing.
And then you die.
Yeah,
you should do.
Why don't we do riddles? It's like
why? Because we don't know riddles.
Right? I know some. I mean,
okay, well, after this question, we'll do a riddle.
I'm done with this question.
Are you?
I would
you
sleep.
Sleep.
It's like, good night, butter.
I'd
probably chuck the butter out of the well.
Yeah.
So realistically, I could probably throw
hey,
it. Yeah, exactly. Someone would go, butter? What's this doing?
Yeah, but what if someone wished for butter? What if someone went, I really wish I had some butter? Oh!
Well,
and then he fucks off with the butter.
But then
and
I
think,
obviously, I'm going to hear
down,
him.
He'd look down the well.
I'm going to hear
what?
The fact he's quite, you know, pleased that his wish came true.
You,
yeah. So, he
so I chuck the other one.
Yeah, and then you go, oh, that's
double.
Quite generous.
That's
and
too
then
much.
Goes,
then
oh,
he'd look
much.
Down the well.
Oh, are you saying he'd look down the well looking for more butter?
You'd probably think
then
at
he'd
that
see
point.
You and go, oh, well, if there's enough butter, walk away.
Don't want a man.
No.
How big's the well?
Can
like, wait.
I'd say it's like 20 feet deep.
Not deep.
But
width.
The width would be the size of this table, so I'd say about 3.
I mean, you could put back to back.
A circumference.
Sorry, not back to back, back to the wall.
It's probably,
just,
so it's probably got a circumference of like a foot.
A foot?
Circumference of a foot. So it's like 3 feet
the
wide.
The diameter would be. What? No. You're talking about a radius.
Circumference
radius
is the whole thing.
That's the
thing. I would be stuck.
I would get it, man.
I would be stuck in it going...
That, you'd use the butter to get yourself out.
I never thought I'd have to say that I maybe needed maths at school, but oh well.
Jesus, that was depressing.
See, that's using maths in real life situations though, isn't it?
Well, real life hypothetical
situations.
But when you do it wrong.
He did it wrong.
Yeah, I know, but say if he were to use that in a real life situation and he'd get the same. He'd mix up
for
the circumference
thing,
with a radius.
So he's in a well and he's got to work out the circumference of a well.
No, not
and he gets
that.
It terribly wrong and dies.
I'm just thinking, say he was like an engineer. You'd need to know the difference between a radius and a circumference of the circle.
Uh-huh, but he's not.
Okay, I know he's not. But
some fud stuck in a well with two
God.
Sticks of butter.
It was us talking about hypothetical questions, and now you're all getting, but he's not.
have you got a tub with his butter, by the way?
Oh.
Or is it just a stick?
Just a
stick.
So it's wrapped
Well, you've got the papers. You've got like papers wrapped around. It's like, you've got the papers.
So you wake up, and you literally have in one hand and the other two sticks of butter with
what,
a piece of paper.
What brand is it?
No, you know the packaging.
Yeah,
it's like grease paper.
I know what you mean.
Some here.
It's like on the top of the butter.
Yeah.
But like it's literally just sitting in your hands, and you're like,
"It'll be nice and cool and warm." So
you could be, it could be sitting next to you.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't think the butter is actually all that consequential to getting out.
No, my idea was great.
Yeah,
was chuck it out of the well.
But your voice would carry to the extent that they'd be able to hear it anyway.
If I chuck one butter and then I go to sleep, someone's going to wonder why the butter in the middle
just
of the forest.
Just remember where I said you were. You're like in the moors, so you're in the middle of fuck nowhere.
I don't think people could be wandering by and see butter.
I mean,
Well,
the well's obviously important.
Brutally honest. It's not really. I mean, in the moors, it's probably a damn place.
You know,
water.
Okay, this was the hypothetical question.
I would try and climb up.
Right.
Just instantly.
Well, apparently, it's a food.
Regardless of the butter, if the butter's not important, I would try and climb out of the well. That would be my first...
You got 2 bits of butter in your
first
hand.
First call, because I don't know where I'm going to be in the well. I don't even know if I'm in the moors of the well. From where I am, I'm down the bottom of the well. I go, right, don't know where I am. Don't even know if people are going to be walking by. So
role play this with me. So you get out, you've got 2 sticks of butter, and you're in the middle of a moor. What do you do?
Well, I use that as rations to get out of the moors.
Just lick it.
Just
lick the
butter. That would be my food. That's all I've got.
I just love that. But it's just like,
I can forage.
You turn up,
mix some berries in with the butter.
You've still got one of the sticks. You turn up at a farmer's house, and he's like, "Do you want some bread?"
We'll trade him the butter.
So you use the stick of butter to pick up ants. Protein.
All manner of uses to stick of butter.
Yeah. So, I mean, butter's not that entirely useless in
it's
survival
not entirely
situations.
Useless, but, yeah, well, it would be obviously as a foodstuff, so I'd use it as foodstuff.
Right.
But as for shimming yourself up with a roll of butter, other than food, I don't think I'd be using it for lubricant or anything.
Next time. Or we could look one up now. No, fuck that. I don't want to do that. I was just thinking about that. No, it wasn't a riddle. It was about a tale about a guy that his donkey got stuck in a well. And
he's an asshole. Da-dum-tsh.
So, yeah.
Thank you, I'm here all week.
Yeah. But, basically, he couldn't get his donkey out of the well, and he could, I think he couldn't afford to feed it as well, because his well is dried up. So, he thought the best thing to do would be to try and kill it by burying it.
Right.
So, he started chucking, so he started digging and chucking soil down. So every time he kept chucking soil down, he was expecting this donkey to be dead by the time he was finished. But what actually happened was every time he kept putting the dirt down the hole, the donkey just
stepped
back a bit, went on top, and by the time he was finished, he's filled up his whole well, and the donkey just went out, so his well was fucked.
How did the donkey get in the well in the first place? Dumbass.
He's drunk.
Drunk donkeys.
Yep.
Donkeys are quite intelligent.
Yeah.
Still drunk now.
Apparently.
See a drunk horse one.
I've got a question for you then.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if we're going to talk about movies and such like that.
Yeah.
What would you class your favourite film as?
I had a list of favourite films, but they're always changing.
Did you keep it in your wallet?
No.
Okay, but no, no. But like, your whole life, what is the first, like, the film you've watched and you're like, my God, that is fantastic?
Well, the first film I thought was fantastic when I was a kid was Jurassic Park. But the film I like the most in general is The Thing. John Carpenter is The Thing, because it's amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't think I have like something that's incredibly near to me. I mean, I like, I love Monty Python's The Holy Grail. Every time I watch that, it's always funny.
It's like
it's always funny.
It's like the first time almost.
Yeah.
Like, because every joke is funny.
It's brilliant. I was watching it on the plane on the way back on my iPod, because the Lufthansa airline don't have any. I get a bit spoiled travelling by Emirates, because they've all got their own TVs in the back of the seats. So you're just like, oh, so many things.
So it's going cheap on the way back.
Yeah, it's going cheap on the way back.
So you have to choose what you want.
Yeah, you can choose. There you go.
They give you a catalogue and stuff sometimes.
Because, yeah. See, I haven't been on holiday since 2007. So last time I was on a plane, I was watching some shitty Adam Sandler film all the way from Florida.
Well, everyone had to watch it, didn't they? Because it screams down. No, it was like the taunts that the Frenchman was saying. I was just like, I don't remember him saying all this. Wow, brilliant.
Yeah, there's always, like, you always notice new things when you watch a film.
Mm.
Well, especially if you like it.
Watching,
If you like the film, then you're looking for more stuff, and you're looking from a different angle, because you can go, I've seen this bit, and I remember this bit, but I didn't look at this, or pay attention to this.
Yeah.
But especially if you watch films from when you're a kid. And
that's always good.
And then when you watch it again now, you actually get a lot of the jokes that you didn't before, especially with, like, The Simpsons.
Oh, because they're inserting so much subliminal humour or subtle jokes.
Well, it was the Animaniacs had so much innuendos in it.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Great show, anyway.
Yeah, so what film would you say would be your...
Well, like, going back to when Steve was, like, talking about the fact that when you were a kid, like, my favourite film when I was a kid was, like, The Goonies.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I think... It's hard to say I've got a specific favourite. I mean, I think there's lots of... every film's different, so you kind of...
Yeah, but like, later on, when I was obviously a teenager and stuff, it was like The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
That film is just... I love that. But it's actually... it's not a remake. I think it's a remake. Do you know that? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Big Lebowski is actually a remake of some other film.
Fair enough. Look it up, see what's... when I was doing one of my uni projects, I had a list of like seven films that I came up with my favourite films. And I was going through painting movie scenes, and I thought, what are my favourite movies? What do I want to paint? What's like most sort of cinematic?
The Big Sleep.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what the film is based on.
Okay.
I'll look it up, sorry. Carry on.
Yeah, and ran through a bunch of films that I wanted to paint, and then watching the films and sort of looking at that looks like a good scene to paint, capture or print screen because of the computer, and then fired it up on a massive projector projected it onto the back of pizza boxes. I just drew on them, painted over it, and it was all good. I used pizza boxes mostly because I was out of canvas and I was sort of operating in the cheap, and I thought pizza boxes, afterwards I was going, actually pizza is sort of synonymous with movie nights. I mean, you go to watch a movie and you think, I'll have some pizza, pizza movie.
Well, not in a movie though, theatre.
Well, not in a theatre obviously, but if you're,
you're
watching
there's ones in America where they actually like, it's like the Alamo and stuff,
uh-huh,
where they actually sit down at tables and people come up to them, like waiters and stuff, and waitresses.
Yeah.
But they're standing in front of them, because I've heard of people like being there, like seeing, you know, big new films.
Mm.
It's not like just old films and it's like the second, third time you're seeing it, but they literally just talk to you.
And you go, fucking,
well, no, if you want to order, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
But everyone else would be so annoyed. So,
Well,
screw that.
Yeah, these seven movies I chose were Monty Python's Holy Grail, Sword of the Stranger, which is an excellent anime. Really, really good samurai and stuff. It's so fucking cool. SpongeBob SquarePants the movie. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's
don't
a fantastic
it's
film. I can't lie.
Serenity, mostly because I actually really like Serenity. For some reason, a lot of people don't like it, mostly because it was like the herald of the demise.
Well, that's not a demise.
Well, it's like a rebirth, but it was the tombstone when it's...
Well, Joss Whedon said that if he got the chance to revive anything of his... Like, if he got the chance to revive anything of his last works, he said he'd do Firefly straight away.
He could totally do
it. The opportunity, but Fox has still got the rights to it, and they're not... You know, they've actually licensed Jane's design for his hat. You know, that his woolly hat that he got? They've licensed that, so Fox are getting money from that. Absolutely. Bastards. But they're not going to do anything until Nathan Fillion stops doing Castle. Because they can't, because he's still doing that full-time TV show.
Well, he's also said that that's why he wouldn't be in any coming out right now Marvel films.
Mm.
Sorry, did you list all the...
No, I didn't list all the... What does it do? Monty Holy Grail, Sword of the Stranger, SpongeBob, Serenity, District 9... Hero with Jet Li in that.
Okay.
And another film, The Last Action Hero, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Jesus.
Really?
I love that film.
Really?
I love it so much. It's like,
do you know who his neighbor is?
Who what?
Do you know who he is? The neighbor.
What neighbor?
The guy, The Last Action Hero, you know his neighbor?
No. Who's neighbor? Probably. I don't remember a neighbor. Whose neighbor? Is it Arnie's neighbor or... Or the kid.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different film.
Okay.
I was thinking of Jingle All the Way. Damn it.
Don't compare The Last Action Hero with Jingle All the Way.
Sorry, but it's not.
Okay,
that
is my favourite film.
Okay, yeah, fine. But
I would say that's one of the films I always go back to. I know the kid is super annoying and he's butthead, but it's a parody of its time. It's just, you know,
it's all of
Action Heroes just being.
I don't like you.
It's like, look at all these girls. I mean, this can't be real life. It's California. But yeah, great. I mean, Charles Dance, most brilliant villain in any film I can think of.
What, in The Last Action Hero?
Mm.
Really?
Mr. Benedict, the guy with the glass eye and the gun, the revolver.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, he's standing out in the middle of the road after he gets to the real world, shoots
Are you
in
Game of Thrones?
Hello? Yeah, he's a Tywin Lannister.
Yeah.
I want to confess my crimes. I've just shot a man, and I wish to confess.
Oh, yeah, that is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And then no one gives a fuck, because it's actually...
Hey, shut up out there.
No, I was meaning, you know, in Jingle All the Way?
I haven't seen it.
You've never seen it? You know Jingle All the Way?
I've seen it, yeah.
You know who his neighbour is? Phil Hartman.
Oh, is that the... Put the cookie down! Is that his neighbour? Who's eating the cookies? Oh, these cookies are so... Because I've seen that clip.
I think so. But that's also where he wrestles a reindeer. That's just so badly done.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
I actually don't remember that.
His neighbour gets a reindeer.
Yeah.
To basically impress his kids or kind of... Just basically to be the best dad kind of thing. But he's not too into it, but Arnie is. He's like, I've got to be the best dad, because he has to get the best action, toy.
Yeah. It's a Turbo Man doll, isn't it?
But just the crazy bit, because he breaks into his neighbor's house, and the reindeer's in there, and he's trying to steal the toy that he can't get for his kid from his neighbor to give to him on Christmas Day.
Mm.
And then he has to fight the reindeer.
Comedy gold.
It's so stupid.
Wait, why? Who the fuck keeps a reindeer in their house?
God. I know, it's in the house.
It's
pretty sure it wasn't in the garden and just stumbles into the house.
Speaking of deer, you see that messed up Adventure Time episode with the deer?
Sorry, which messed up Adventure Time episode? They're all fucking messed up.
No, the one with the deer where it breaks Finn's legs.
Yeah. He hoofs them.
Yeah,
he goes...
He's like...
What was happening in that episode again?
Oh, Finn passes out and wakes up like 3 months later, and Jake's gone absolutely batshit insane.
Yeah,
and
that's where everyone's living underground.
All the candy people are held hostage by this deer. He's licking them, sticking them to the ceiling. And he's got hooves, and he's got hands underneath his hooves. He just take the hooves off, and little hands just starts punching Finn.
I thought you were
meaning
about the horse that's on the ball. Have you seen that one?
Oh. Charles? Was that his name?
Yeah, he shouts his name.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best.
James Baxter.
That's awesome. So what would you say is the most, yeah, so your favourite films, but then what films do people watch?
Like most critically acclaimed.
Well, not just critically acclaimed, but people like, and they always like, oh, that's a good film, but that you think are shit.
Batman.
Yeah.
No, I think Batman and Robin's Ace, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Mostly.
Really?
Well, just because of it. Arnie, it's going to be a, was a frosty night in Old Town or something like that.
Oh, God. Like,
what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age! Eyes to meet you.
Oh, such a bad. And they have really massive nipples.
Yeah.
What are they called?
The back card. The back credit card. Never leave home without it. Bane as well. Uma Thurman is.
She's eaten by a fucking plant. She's Poison Ivy.
She's Poison Ivy. Not the best iteration of Poison Ivy I've ever seen.
It's the only one that's in
Arkham
film.
Asylum.
But it's the only one in film.
She's so hard.
And Bane is just terrible.
He's
just an aggressive guy that, and he's like, ugh.
Well, that is technically what he is.
Yeah. But he doesn't speak like without Poison Ivy's
permission.
So, yeah.
That's
pretty much what
he. Does he have any lines at all?
Bane! Well, isn't he a scientist before this happens to him or something like that?
See, well, he develops the serum, didn't
he? Yeah, and she injects him or something like that.
Yeah, he's
good. Oh, no, in the actual. I don't know DSC at all, so someone's going to be yelling down the thing going, ah, shut up.
Yeah,
but
it's,
I don't even care.
He's got, like.
He's going down the toilet.
It's like a certain. It's not like a type of venom that pumps into him.
Yeah, it's basically one of her plants creates this thing. Because that's how she makes tons of plants grow all over the place, because she's using that formula.
Yeah.
So she pumps that into this, I think, I'm pretty sure he's a little small guy, like small scientist.
Mexican.
And he's not Mexican.
Is he not?
No, not in the film.
Why has he got no, not in the film. I'm talking about in the actual...
Yeah.
In the
film, this is what I'm talking about.
I debate that, because he's not Mexican. He was born in a Mexican prison, but he's not Mexican.
It's still Mexican.
Mexican.
Isn't your brother, like, born in Australia?
Yeah, it's like my brother who's...
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. You don't remember when he was born?
Well, it's because he's raised, sort of...
But whenever you're born, you get a birth certificate for that place.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just Australian.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're all British. But because he's, you know, just with us all the time, he's not...
So, come on, then. What would you say is a film?
Well,
always
film that I like that...
No, no, people like.
Oh, people like, it's absolutely shit. I don't know, the Transformers trilogy? Fucking god-awful films?
Except for Alan Tudyk.
There's good bits in it. There is good bits in it. When number two, when Optimus is... when Optimus just... Before he dies, he has that awesome fight.
No, it's not. I remember... It was number two when... When he has a vision and he sees them all and they're talking about their plan.
Yeah.
I just remember, right, sitting in the cinema looking about with all these fucking nerds just looking at it in awe, and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? They are cars! They are robot cars! No!
Yeah.
I mean, I loved, don't get me wrong, I loved the Transformers when I was a kid, when the cartoons, the toys, but let's be serious, it was created for the sole purpose of
selling
marketing
toys. Big money making scheme.
Yeah. But then again, so is every single thing that I think everyone loves as a child. Like
Saturday morning TV.
Power Rangers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or Teenage Hero Turtles.
Oh,
we got.
Yeah, no, heaps of merchandise for that.
Yeah. Well, I remember I had a Transformer and Ninja Turtle. It was Raphael turned into an Apache helicopter.
Nice. Raphael would totally be an Apache.
And he had his staff was the rotor blades.
Hang on. Raphael's the one with the size.
Yeah, I know, but they gave him a staff.
What?
Because he needed a staff because he was a helicopter.
That's Michelangelo, though. Just make Michelangelo.
No, it wasn't Michelangelo, though. It was Raphael.
I know, but Michelangelo's the one with the staff.
Yeah, I know, but it was Raphael.
Donatello's the
one
with
the staff. Yeah, I know.
Leonardo. I like Leonardo because he actually had swords.
Yeah, but Raphael.
They're not actually
badass.
Real swords within.
In the second movie, they got in trouble for using weapons in the first one, so that's why they fight with food in the second one.
Really?
That was terrible, yeah, and fucking Vanilla Ice.
You remember the TV series?
Mm-hmm. The live action one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was alright.
That was good. And there was that lady turtle that came in later.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She's annoying.
Yeah. But yeah, you're just looking at stuff.
Well, I'm just going to go through some overrated films that people say. Good Will Hunting.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I've seen it. It's quite good. They have good...
just about where we've seen none of these.
What?
10 most overrated films. Dark Knight.
I
think a lot of people have forgotten how good Batman Begins was, and then they all go blah, blah, blah,
well,
because of Heath Ledger.
Like, I didn't bother...
Do you know what I love about Batman Begins?
What?
The Scarecrow, when you see what everyone sees when they're hallucinating.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Because I loved it in Arkham Asylum.
Hmm.
Where
that first bit, that's amazing.
They actually have a bit in that in Injustice game where if you hit the opponent through a room, it goes in and then the Scarecrow injects him quickly and then the room just crumbles away and then a massive one comes behind the scenery.
That's cool.
Which was awesome.
Oh yeah.
But that was insane. I love that. The whole sort of hallucination thing that they had. They just put the body bags away. Yeah, the body bags. Bruce! I was like, whoa, okay! And then it's all normal and you go, huh, that was weird. Turn around and go, big massive nightmare landscape. And you go, falling up now.
One of the other ones on here, the most overrated films, which I just don't understand. That's on here though, one of them. The Breakfast Club.
Avatar. I like Breakfast Club. I think
The thing is, the guy says on here that's reviewing them all is basically saying, maybe I would have appreciated this movie more if I was a teen in 1985. I was only 4. It's like, I wasn't even alive.
Yeah. To be fair, I mean, you're looking at an opinion. That's not, it's someone's opinion. It's not off a poll or anything.
I mean, how reliable is the source?
I don't know.
It's a professional opinion.
It's a professional opinion.
Is he actually
no
proper critic? Or is it just
some
person with access to the internet?
Which is a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Like us.
Oh, write a blog about films. on The Breakfast Club, actually. I mean, I haven't watched it all the way through.
What?
Well.
What?
I was watching it. I still need to finish watching, because sometimes I fall asleep in films.
Star Wars has been regarded as one of the most overrated films.
Which one?
Well, all of them.
Okay.
Because
did you know that Empire Strikes Back made the least amount of money?
That's the best Star Wars.
I know.
It's by opinion, but come on, it's the best one.
If you ask most people, they would basically just go Empire
or New Hope, because a lot of people would say the first.
I like
one.
Well,
no,
when you go
Jedi.
In.
Ewoks.
I grew up with that. I grew up with that film. I don't give a damn. I don't give a Boba fucking Fett. Yeah, he's cool and everything, but
if you take all the films, right, you go Empire Strikes Back, it's an introduction, true film introduction, you take this highly special out of it, but if you have the Empire Strikes Back, it's basically the true introduction of Lando.
Yeah.
Fair enough, he's a bit of an arsehole for a bit, but he redeems himself, or tries to redeem himself. But then you also have Boba Fett turning up, you have just Cloud City as well.
It's also the loss of Han Solo. It's a temporary loss, but it's a feeling of everything's going to shit.
But it's also the drama from between Han and Leia on the ship.
Yeah.
You know, when they're trapped in that big alien.
There's
all that big drama and stuff.
Well, even at the start, though, you've got Luke almost dies.
Except the fact that they contradict themselves in a bit where it's one of the, you know, the... What you call them? The ships they use on Hoth.
The snow speeders.
Yeah.
Is that what they call snow speeders?
Yeah,
okay. With the tractor thing.
They look like A-wings, but...
So they're flying along. It's like, oh no, the blasters won't penetrate their armor.
Yeah.
And then 2 minutes later, because it's been, put on the ground, it then blasts it.
There's that, but they also hit a precise point in the neck, which is where they aim for.
On the films. I mean,
but they downed it, and remember when you a lot of stuff in Star Wars has a shield.
Yeah, and I know that, but they don't really seem to. They completely go over that.
Yeah.
They just get rid of that point. They should just remove the talking about it.
Yeah. Well, I always thought, when Dat dies, it was kind of like, did he get hit or did it just malfunction?
It just explodes.
I just thought, if it explodes and that's faulty, Some bastard needs to get sued for that. The Rebel Alliance needs to be sued for that.
To be fair, they are using stolen equipment.
True. Yeah. Well, it's salvaged equipment as well.
So, yeah, on the movies, I mean, I'm going to talk about Boba Fett for a little bit here. I know he's like everyone's favorite character.
He's my favorite.
Okay, but I'm just saying, if you were to just watch the movies and not pay attention to any of like the expanded fiction or other stuff, like say all of these comic books, merchandise, other like actual books, novels.
The thing though,
he doesn't seem to be established as, you don't see him do any sort of cool
but
stuff.
But the thing is, though,
he's just in the background being a badass.
No. But
and then suddenly he's knocked off into a Sarlacc pit and everyone's meant to feel, oh, yeah.
No. The thing is, though, they introduced him in the expanded universe.
Okay, but I'll actually
because
argue your point. No, but I want to argue his point.
Right? Yeah.
Against it,
so, the introduction of Boba Fett.
Yeah,
it's on the Star Destroyer.
Yep,
it's
necessary.
And he's surrounded by other bounty hunters.
Yep.
He's the only bounty hunter that finds Han.
Yeah,
there you go.
Right.
That removes your whole point of all the bounty hunters on that ship, and there's like this at least 10 definitely there.
He's also got a good in with Jabba the Hutt as well because he's the one that has to personally deliver Han Solo to Jabba the Hutt.
The funny thing is, remember in the redone versions.
Yeah,
he's actually in New Hope.
Yeah, he's in a New Hope as well. But
yeah,
I think
it was when they did the Blu-ray version.
Considering the 1977.
No, they did it before. Like they popped him in the special edition of New Hope because that's when they popped in that horrible CGI Jabba the Hutt.
I think it was after that.
No.
Yeah.
The original cinema release they had just his emissary.
No, I know. There was just a
factory. No, he's like steps on his tail and goes.
Yeah. Boba Fett's in that because he's at the end when he walks away. And he's got the Hawkeyes on his helmet.
Yeah.
Which he used to have, but didn't have anymore.
But yeah, so that removes your point's invalid.
But here's the thing. Boba Fett was... I'll be honest. He was like a marketing tool for the next film because it was like... They hyped him up so much with that holiday special, but god-awful. God awful holiday special.
All
it's just like 3 hours
the Wookiees.
But they
they think they could make a mini movie about Wookiees? Was there subtitles?
Have you seen it?
3 hours of just growling, and then a few musicals, and then.
Have you seen the Ewok films?
Yes,
you love them.
Oh, I got them from my dad for Christmas.
You rented them as well.
Awful.
Like, yeah.
God awful.
I don't remember.
You rented them from Blockbuster.
The worst thing about it is they refer to they say things. They say Earth things. It's just it shouldn't belong in the Star Wars universe, and especially the fact it was meant to be the galaxy far, far away a long time ago. And they're like saying, "Oh my God!" And they're saying, "Oh, we're from Earth." Blah blah.
Well, you know one thing about saying you know you're saying just there about the fact that that removed you from the fact that it was far, far away in a galaxy far, far away. Blah blah. That really annoyed me with The Hobbit.
Yeah.
You remember in The Hobbit? Did you ever see it?
Yeah, I've seen
the film.
Yeah.
When they start talking about was it golf or cricket?
Was it?
In the new one.
Oh,
do you remember Gandalf sits down with Bobo?
Bobo!
When he sits down with Bilbo.
Bobo Fett.
Okay.
And this is the point where he's basically being told, we need a thief to come with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there and then he comes through and he's like, oh, your great uncle, blah, blah, blah. He did this. You know, you can be big, you know, you can be a big deal as well. And then he's like, and that's how golf was invented.
That is in the original book, though.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that is. It is in the original book.
Probably.
It is.
It's not unfathomable.
Because that's
not,
I know Tolkien said that it was actually
stuff.
Earth. Well, actually, no, I think.
Albion.
I can't remember what he did, but.
It was supposed to be.
Albion?
Yeah, no.
That's fable.
No, it's not. Because Fable's a pile of shit. Sorry, Fable. I'd say Lionhead Studios, but they're all dead. It's,
Peter Molyneux used to twine.
Liar! But no, Tolkien, because all of these cultures have this mythical sort of creation stories.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, with Christianity, it's got the Bible and everything, but as, but like the Norse have got their gods and everything, their whole mythical.
I think you're wrong. To
pathos.
Yeah, there's nothing here.
Okay, well,
Song of Albion.
Right, well, Tolkien was basically talking that there's Old England.
Like, yeah, yeah. I know it was supposed to be eventually become, like, Middle Earth becomes what we knew.
Right, it's like the creation of fairy tale England or whatever it is.
Yeah, I know, I know it basically, he, but it was before, it was after he'd done Lord of the Rings, it was after he'd done all the books, and he started playing with it and started rewriting a few things. Mm-hmm. He actually then went, yeah, this Lord of the Rings is set, like, 8,000 years before something, I don't know, something like
that.
Well,
he wrote The Hobbit for his children. That was how it originally started.
He wrote a book about a very, very, well, it's like, all the ponies die horribly.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because the first set of ponies they have get eaten by the goblins, and the second lot of ponies gets eaten by Smaug.
The horses don't fare well in
Tolkien, but he even goes into the description.
The
about
only,
it.
No, I'm pretty
because
sure.
Because he goes, now, they didn't go back for the ponies, and then it's like, now, you're wondering what's happening to them. He literally says this. He goes, goblins have a taste for ponies and horses, so they, so those poor ponies, I'm afraid to say, are probably being prepared for a stew right now, and it's just like, lovely.
But I thought when, you know, when they leave the bears, the guy from the...
No, those ponies are fine, because...
But they end up getting attacked by spiders.
No, those ones are fine, because he follows them the whole way.
He only takes
and he
them
keeps
as far
an eye on
them,
and he only takes them as far to a certain point, where he goes,
and
right,
the ponies
give them back.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then,
or they know, he doesn't follow them, they know the way back home.
No, he does follow them,
no,
he follows
no,
them
no.
in bear form.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
I think
yes,
he does.
Does.
I think
he
follows
them
a wee bit.
He follows them the whole way, because he needs
not to... Not the whole way, but I think he'll...
No, not the whole way. He follows them to the point where he goes, right, give me my phone back.
I don't believe so.
He does.
I'm sorry.
Look
I mean,
it up.
Well, someone else can look at it. I don't actually know the future. But, actually, but yeah. He, nah. I don't believe that's true. But I don't know enough about it to argue, so... Agree to disagree there.
Because they're like sentient, because they're his children. Because he uses them to serve food and that.
Yeah, I can't wait for to see that in the film.
Yeah.
CG, isn't it?
They're not going to have... Well, the funny thing is, we were talking about this, we went to see some film recently, and one of the trailers was The Hobbit. The Hobbit, you know, this thing of...
Desolation of Smaug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smaug. And... they're holding off the door. They're inside Bjorn's his room.
And there's a bear.
Yeah, and the bear's scratching at the door.
Happen.
That's obviously him.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen in the book.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they're going to completely change it.
He's actually quite welcoming and lets him in.
Well, that pale
they only
didn't happen at all.
And they only see him as the shapeshifter once they realise he's been following them the whole way. Well, the whole way with the boys, and he goes, right, I need him back. Because they get a third set of ponies from the...
Lake Town,
that's it, yeah.
But yeah, from there, they just travel on foot to the Lonely Mountain.
No, they don't.
I don't think
no,
they
have
horses.
They have ponies, and then they climb the mountain, and the ponies are left at the bottom of the mountain. Then Smaug goes out in rage and goes after the ponies, and he even describes it to Bilbo. He goes on about the barrels.
Right.
And he goes, how you straddled one, it was like your fat little pony, which is like, oh, I ate six of them, by the way. Like,
yeah, so I was watching one of the Peter Jackson's, you know, behind the scenes videos. Mm-hmm. And it actually showed the, you know, Bard.
Yeah.
It was showing him and his son, and his son had grown since the last time they'd filmed, so he was actually having to crouch down every time they were filming together.
Cool.
That was funny.
What were the other films you were talking about? Back on the subject.
The most overrated films. Pulp Fiction, Lord of the Rings.
Godfather's not overrated. That's actually really good.
Godfather 2 is my favourite.
Yeah, I haven't 2 or 3. I still haven't seen Scarface. So you know, we went to download, saw the last 10 minutes of Scarface.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. We saw the best bit though.
Yeah.
We actually just managed to sit down and was like, yes, this is the best bit. Godfather 2 is amazing because Robert De Niro's in it, and he plays like
plays a young
Don.
Taxi Driver's really good.
Yeah.
Taxi Driver is a fantastic film.
See Godfather 2 apparently.
Leon's really good. Luc Besson.
Oh yeah.
What's his face? French guy.
American Beauty.
That's a great film. That's not overrated.
Probably just people hating for hating.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Well, just look on the IMDb top 250.
Well, none of them I hate. Shawshank.
That's the great film.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yes,
no,
brilliant.
That's really good.
That's what I'm saying.
That's,
these are the top 250.
Yeah.
Although, actually, I prefer A Fistful of Dollars to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh,
A Fistful
really
of Dollars is much better.
Seven Samurai.
Still haven't watched all of that, but...
that
base... That's
it?
The Magnificent Seven is
based on. Yeah, that's
on
what
that.
It is, yeah.
Akira Kurosawa.
They're not a fistful, but a few dollars more is better. Sorry.
City of God, what's that?
Oh,
I've never seen that.
Yeah, that's good. It's about some favela gangs in Rio de Janeiro. I think.
Leon.
Leon's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was The Pianist.
The Pianist?
Yeah.
The Pianist.
The Pianist. I love that film.
What's his face?
Adam Brody.
Adrian Brody.
With the what's that song? The Day of
Who Farted
Him.
That picked up in the mic.
Hooray.
Adrian Brody's Day or something.
Eh?
You've not seen that, where he turns into the whole universe turns into Adrian Brody.
What's that saying?
Adrian Brody.
What's that Clive Owen film that everyone
Oh, yeah.
Men, it's something...
Children of Men.
I hate that film.
Yeah.
That's an overrated film.
Yeah. Because apparently there's one scene in it where it's continuous film. Certain things happen.
Yeah.
I think it's when they're running through a street or something. I can't remember exactly.
I do like those long shots, though.
I do like long shots, but
like
Jesus
shots.
Christ, that film was so boring.
It's not in when they're in.
And then
fire,
Michael Caine sacrifices himself or something like that. And he's a massive stoner.
Let's start a new topic. Really bad films that good actors are in.
Oh.
Like, because you said Michael Caine, I instantly thought Jaws of the Revenge, because that's a fucking god awful film.
Maybe good actors in bad films. That's cheating.
Shut it, Paige. Oh god, yeah. First film. Jack and Jill, Al Pacino.
Yeah, that's
Jesus
yeah.
Jesus Christ. And he plays himself. Fair enough, it's an exaggerated version of himself, but
I think they went. They went all out to make a really fucking terrible film. It's so bad.
Right. That's a disclaimer. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Tie the Bridge of San Luis Rey, Godsend. I've
never heard of it.
Fuck, what's the name of that Robert De Niro film where he... I'm probably going to... This is a spoiler, but it's like his daughter has a ghost friend or something. Well, it's meant to be like
yeah,
that.
I know what you
and
mean.
It, and it turns
yeah,
out...
It's Charlie. It's called Charlie or something like that.
Right,
the ghost
is called Charlie,
yeah.
But that's not what the film's called.
No.
But that film sucks.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
The Island of Dr. Moreau. That had Marlon Brando in it as his last film.
Isn't that the one with all the animals?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
That's a bollocks film.
I think it's hilarious.
Val Kilmer.
Don't be hating on Val Kilmer.
Oh yeah, he's such a good actor. I watched this film with him in it where it's like... He's trapped all these people in a sauna.
As he would do.
Yeah. Like he's trapped all the people in. And I think he basically tells, I've trapped all these people in there. Try and get them out. But they don't know where they are. Yeah, it's kind of like the idea of Saw.
But in a sauna.
It's sauna.
But so the sauna. But these people are in there for hours and hours and hours.
All dehydrated.
And it's one of those kind of films where it's like two people are trapped in one room and they've got to kind of talk to each other and it then becomes increasingly awkward. Then it becomes violent. But that's the premise. There you go.
Rock it in, right?
I'm pretty sure you know the end of that.
Yeah.
Hide and seek.
I stop the tape and move on.
It's hide and seek, Stephen.
Okay.
There you go. Jack Nicholson, Man Trouble. Don't know that.
Never heard of it.
Tom Hanks, The Bonfire of the Vanities.
I've heard of it.
But
Snakes on a Plane.
Well, I would say that's not his worst film.
I haven't seen.
Yeah, but that's a pretty bad film for Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. But what was that film he was in?
The Star Wars prequels. I mean.
Well, what was that film again where Samuel Jackson, it was that rapper.
Right.
The vampire film.
Vampire?
Oh! Fuck, yeah. shit, what is it called? Death by Temptation.
Yeah, Death.
Death.
See, he was called
D-E-F.
Yeah, he was called Rapper. He was like Death or something. What was his name again?
No, it wasn't even that. He was like...
Well, like in Def Jam.
Yeah, it's like Death by Temptation. And Samuel Jackson was a priest in a flashback.
It's so bad.
It's pretty bad. It's hilarious, though. It's directed by James Bond 3.
James Bond.
Yeah, that's his actual name.
Yeah.
James Bond the Third.
Yeah.
It's either James Bond the Third or James Bond 3. Because it's James Bond 3. And
these are really bad. Well, let's think of good movies now, because all these bad movies are depressing. Oh,
Steve Martin as Inspector Clouseau.
Pink Panther, the remake.
But then, to be fair, Steve Martin does a lot of bad films.
He does. Yeah.
He isn't the greatest.
The Jerk's the best.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
You're going the wrong way. How does he know where we're going?
Nicolas Cage. Where do you start?
Sorry, Nicolas Cage, it has to be a good actor in order to be...
No, but do you remember The Wicker Man?
Oh, Christ.
The bees! No, not the bees! Does he not see the bees and then start reacting?
No, it's he reacts before they're even in.
But I'm pretty sure he starts reacting even before he puts on the thing. He's like, ah!
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where'd you start with Battlefield Earth?
Jesus.
They have tubes in their noses and all, huh?
He shoots a cow's leg off for no fucking reason.
Take that cow.
Forrest Whitaker was in that. He was in a film. You know what? He was in a film. Was it Panic Room?
No.
He was quite good in. I like that film.
Vantage Point?
No, I just said the film. Panic Room.
Jaws?
I just said the film. Right, you were right. Like, oh, I don't think he's getting that one. It actually has a young Christian Stewart.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Panic Room, that's the same one I'm thinking of.
Sorry, oh yeah, Kirsten Stewart.
What did I just say?
I thought you said Patrick Stewart.
No,
how the hell did he get a young Patrick Stewart?
He plays a little girl that has asthma.
It's like...
Wait, is that good at acting?
Yeah, and his mother's Jodie.
Acting!
And his mother's Jodie Foster. For the love of God, mother, get me married to Ayla.
Robert De Niro and the Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Never saw that.
I like that film. I actually didn't mind that.
The live action one.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, it's sort of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit. It's got these.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe it's
like that.
Have you not seen it?
No.
It's amazing.
It's a live action film with cartoons.
Okay, maybe it's not amazing. I didn't see it when I was a child. It probably is pretty bad.
I remember when it came out, so it's not. What?
Have you seen Cool World?
I have not. That's the one with Brad Pitt in it.
Yeah, because it's like that. That's like Roger Rabbit.
Mm.
Yeah,
that is like Roger
Rabbit.
Although
slightly shitter. Now I don't mean shit as in the idea of it. I mean the.
Well, if we're talking about animated films.
I mean with the
Fire and Ice.
It's quite flat and.
Same guy that made it.
Yeah, Cool Ralph Bashki.
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah.
Was he like rotoscoping and stuff? Or is it just...
Well,
this
that,
was made
that
in
was
1990 or
it was rotoscoping with Fire and Ice because it was Frank Frazetta and
so
Ralph Bashki.
What was that other film? What was that other film? Wizards. Oh.
Wizards is...
That one's an amazing... Honestly...
Fritz the Cat.
Yeah. But Wizards, you start off and you're like, okay, this what's going on here? And then it just develops into like evil and good.
Right.
Two sides, and then it develops into so much more. When the evil
Nazi
guy becomes
stuff.
Nazi, because it's based in the future, and he digs up all this Nazi stuff. So he starts reading or watching the film propaganda films for the Nazis, starts putting up all these, you know, banners and all sorts. It's crazy, but it's all like fairies and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the amazing thing is, there was what was it? Yeah, he amasses tons of soldiers of evil, basically.
Mm.
And so they've used footage, you know, he just draws over them.
Yeah.
He
rotoscopes of the actual, like,
so he's
Nazis
got, like, So he's got Nazis, but he's also got, like, men on horses, like knights. Then he's just got, you know, random soldiers. And then out of nowhere, Zulu warriors. And it's all, it looks like footage from the Zulu film.
Yeah.
I think part of it, something completely, I think some of it might be from the Lord, some of the footage is from the Lord of the Rings as well. But the, not the, you know, obviously the Rathbasky one, like, because I think he uses some of the ogre stuff as well.
Number one, Marlon Brando is Dr. Moria.
Yeah, Moreau. It's
Moreau.
Bollocks.
Well, there you go. That's number one for you.
That was his last Doctor film as well.
Doctor Who?
No. What was this, Dr. Mario?
Yeah, it's that film that you're talking about. It's the one, you know, remember the episode of Simpsons where they go to the island and they all get spliced with animals?
No.
Spliced?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Well, basically the plot, it's a book by, I think it's by H.G. Wells, actually.
Might be.
And it's basically a man is shipwrecked and he ends up on an island where a doctor surgically
attaches his face to another person's
body. No. He surgically transforms animals into like sentient humanoid beings. He tries to make them as human as possible, and there's just like an island full of like freaks.
Wasn't there that film called Splice?
No, it's terrible.
Shut up, bumhead.
Not just that, but...
And Adrian Brody fucked her.
Well, it was originally, it was a girl, and then it turns into a man.
Mm.
Yeah,
I heard about that.
Nuts.
Yeah, I didn't watch
it. Do you know what? That film, have you seen it, right?
No.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it with you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Fair enough. Calm down.
Yeah.
There's actually an amazing bit at the start where they have two blobs. They just create these... you know, just create these two animal blob things that they think that they're, what's it, omnisexual or something?
Yeah, they think they're omnisexual, and then one of them turned, well, what they thought, one was female and one was male, and then all of a sudden, like, as it progresses, one of them turns into a male, and it, and they
no,
kill
I think
each
they're
other.
Both female, and one turns into a male and kills the other one.
No, they had one male and they had one female because they were trying to breed it.
Yeah.
And then the one that's female turned into a male and they killed each other.
Oh, okay, right. But yeah, those blobs are amazing. I would have rather seen a film about those blobs.
I think I would have. Well,
they had no faces. They were literally just like a big sludge pile.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
With more personality than anyone else.
The only thing that's like, well, I'm not the only thing. There's a big massive plot hole with those blobs. Because they're made from different types of animals. What fucking animals are they?
They actually do say what they are.
You're actually looking it up now.
Yeah. Just because I want to know the name of the blobs.
Well, they don't have it on the Wikipedia.
Fred and Ginger.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ginger turns into a male.
Good lord.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up. What they look like.
Fred and Ginger.
Because they're amazing. Oh, there's a fight scene as well. Look at that blob.
Jesus. They say poo.
Look, that's them talking to each other.
That looks like a penis. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That but that is more like entertaining than the fucking bum head.
Just two dicks fighting.
But look at the bum head. Look at her face.
Yeah, I know.
Look at her stupid bum face.
Her eyes are too far apart.
She's been given so much mascara. Look at that!
Yeah. Splice 2 Rebirth.
Is that actually a movie?
They've got a sequel.
Apparently.
Is it straight to DVD?
Oh.
Splice 3. Ooh, getting ahead of yourself. John's like, yeah, Splice 2! Splice 3! Come on!
Oh, it's Comic-Con today. I'm really looking forward to looking online.
I'm sorry, but...
What?
Comic-Con.
What do you mean? Why are you bitching? Because it's less about comics now.
No, it's just I'm not there.
Oh, okay. Shut up.
Plus, I have to pay for stuff.
Well, you get free stuff.
Yeah, you get free.
Yeah, you get free stuff if you can carry it. So basically, at the point where you stop being able to carry stuff, then you're fucked.
Never.
Carry all the things.
Trask Industries Sentinel Head spotted in San Diego. Do you hear that, Stephen?
Sorry, I wasn't listening. No. I actually wasn't. I looked away.
Totally don't look happy about that. It's too small.
What is that?
That's meant to be a sentinel from X-Men.
Why do they have
Sorry,
it?
Sorry, what?
Why is it there?
Because it's Comic-Con!
Hey, friggin' stood on a toad, but...
That doesn't look like a sentinel.
Yeah, you can kind of see it under the
stupid
visor.
Okay, you can sort of see it.
No, I don't like that.
No, I don't like that.
I don't like that.
For the new X-Men, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, at least that they're more human-sized.
Why are they having more X-Men films?
Have you not known this?
Every single X-Men film has been awful.
Have
you not noticed that?
Do you not know what they're doing?
No.
Days of Future Past.
Oh.
Which is an excellent storyline, but they've already fucked it.
Yeah, it is an excellent storyline.
Okay.
Because the storyline is this, like, Shadowcat.
Well, for one, I don't like the X-Men.
Well, Shadowcat is...
Absolutely not like X-Men.
Because they're shit.
Fantastic Four is shitter.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about the X-Men.
Okay, so what team?
What do you mean, what team?
What team's the best?
I don't know.
What's the team's the best?
Well, the Wolverine and the Nightcrawler.
Sorry, you hate X-Men, yet you love Deadpool.
Is he?
Nightcrawler's
Deadpool's not an X-Men.
Deadpool was introduced in X-Men.
No, I don't think so.
He's been part of the X-Men team sometimes.
Yeah, I know he has.
And he's
part of me, he's an X-Men.
Also, you wouldn't have the massive comedy with Deadpool and Wolverine and Cable if it wasn't for X-Men. So.
Yeah, but...
So what are you saying?
I'm not saying.
How
I
can you
don't
hate?
Wish X-Men existed. I just don't like how it's become.
It's got better.
No, you know, it's just I.
How can you not like X-Men?
I just how can you not like stuff? I can't think of anything that you like that I completely disagree with.
Do you like Fantastic Four?
No.
No, I should. Why? Silver Surfer is awesome.
So what's the
Silver Surfer is amazing.
What
awesome.
What team in the Marvel Universe?
What do you mean what team? That I like the best.
What team? Yeah.
Avengers.
Yeah, movie Avengers.
No team, not
team
the comics.
What do you mean team?
In the comics, not in the movie.
Right. What? Okay.
So you can say Avengers, not the movie. Avengers is what you said.
But that team that they made.
Okay.
In
but
the
Wolverine's
movie.
Part of that.
Yeah, Wolverine.
And that would be
X-Men.
X-Men.
That's X-Men. He's one of the best.
I mean, he's not hardly an X-Men as opposed to anything. Like, he's just Marvel.
And Beast is now in the Avengers.
Well, here's the thing. Wolverine was actually first introduced in Incredible Hulk.
Yes. Yes.
So he's technically not...
He is more Marvel.
X-Men. He's more Marvel.
X-Men. He's just like, oh, he's a mutant. He has mutant powers.
Yeah,
let's put him in with the X-Men. I really like this whole... For one, these mutants are all...
Hold on, do you like Wolverine?
Again.
At least.
Well, actually, because he's such a big...
Fan. Everyone loves him.
Everyone
loves
Wolverine.
Yeah, everyone loves him.
Well, he's...
You can't, that's just... What, you're being like a comic
hipster
now.
Am I being petty?
You're being petty now.
Really?
Look at it with an open mind. Right? The guy is... The guy's skeleton's made of indestructible metal.
Yeah, okay, look.
He's over 200 years old. He has so much military experience. He's highly intelligent. He's so aggressive as well. He's 5'4", yet he makes
five
up for
eight.
It for them. No, he's 5'4".
Are you sure?
Yep. And he makes up for it by tearing the shit out of people. He can fight bears, for fuck's sake. Mm-hmm. He's 5'4". He's the only person that can fight the Hulk, get ripped in half, and then eventually He can regenerate himself, for fuck's sake. He can burn up in the atmosphere, and then he can heal himself afterwards.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's awesome.
Yes,
and he looks like Glenn Danzig.
Yes, it's very awesome. It's just I don't like how Marvel have franchised characters.
Are you basically... No, you're using the films. We're talking...
No, I'm not even talking about the films. I'm talking about...
And I'm not talking about Hugh Jackman Wolverine.
Dude,
no, Hugh Jackman Wolverine sucks.
Oh my
you interrupt me all the time. I'm getting my chest to interrupt you all the time.
We need a counter.
And
we
to
need
be honest,
this.
If you're going to start with franchising, right? You're going to start with franchising.
Fucking start.
You're going to talk at me like, let me talk. Right, let me talk.
If we're going to talk about characters from Marvel, then I'm going to talk back.
Okay, fine. If we're going to talk about Marvel characters that are overexposed and that everyone loves, fucking Deadpool.
Or I realise that now, but I liked him before he was the
Mr.
Well, fuck you.
Well, the good point to say to that is, where did you get your t-shirt? You had to find it online.
Yeah.
Probably really hard to find
it. It was. I didn't.
Exactly. So the fact that before it was really hard, that means probably now it would be a lot easier, which means that he would like Deadpool before it was
big. This isn't even the...
Yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't.
The special one. This is the one that I wanted.
Well, get off!
Look at the freaking eyes there. It's not the, like, all... Rubbish.
I know which one it is, yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm talking about Marvel in general and most sort of big comic book. Are you interrupting me? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
God fucking damn it! Shut your bloody fucking mouth! Jesus Christ, I'm going to tear that piece of duct tape off and just slam it over your face. Shush, please. Christ almighty. I'm gonna have forgotten what I've said now. Fucking.
You are about Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel and
I'm
DC.
I'm pretty sure that's where the whole conversation has been for a while.
Basically just, they, everyone's on a revolving door because, well, Hawkeye, for one, is a prime example. When he died in Marvel, Avengers Disassembled, before that he had his own like spin-off comic because it wasn't achieving very many sales. That crashed and tumbled, they killed the character off. As soon as he died, people loved him. So they had to bring him back. Like Phil, the Coulson, Agent Coulson. Brilliant moment when he got killed off in Avengers. I mean, I didn't like it because he's everyone's favourite character.
Yeah, what he's but how he's coming back.
Yeah,
so.
But he's coming back.
Yeah, we don't know how. It could still be a life model.
The fact that they when they released the DVD, they edited out the Loki's spear coming into his chest.
I remember it in the cinema. It was going right through his
He's pretty much dead.
Yeah.
And the fact that Director Fury said, "Yeah, he's dead."
Actually, you know what's even better than that?
Shield can't identify if a person's dead or not. At least when movie, dead. Like in Kung Pao, it's like, just because someone goes, doesn't mean they're dead.
What's a better point about that is, if you look at the deleted scenes on the Avengers movie, there's a bit where Maria Hill, when she basically goes, "No, Coulson!" But it's a deleted scene because she's basically laughing too much. It's like, Coulson!
No, but it wasn't deleted, it was just a joke.
No, I think it was a joke, but it could have also been in that. Well, that was part of the outtake, sorry.
It was an outtake, wasn't.
But it could have actually been that.
That wasn't meant to be in the film.
Could have been a thing where she's told Coulson's dead. That could have been, you know, an idea. So they could have actually had that, but they removed that.
Mm. But yeah, it's just that. Since these characters and their stories, and being written by so many different writers as well, it's this massive cooking pot stuff, and obviously there's points where people mess up.
I would agree with
different
that.
Different writers go on different tangents, and because people don't like it, people will complain, and they have to tidy things up. Nothing's permanent.
I'll say something. It's the same with DC. I think with DC with Batman when the Joker crippled Barbara Gordon, I think they should have kept that. They should have kept her crippled because, I mean, it made it so much darker.
What do you mean by the new 52? The fact that she's walking now? I think she's walking now.
Yeah, she's walking again. I mean, someone argued that, Bruce Wayne would have the technology with stem cell research, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But I just thought that it sort of took away the sinisterness of it, of what the Joker did just to antagonize Batman. I mean, she retired as well, so it was like, and she was totally taken by
surprise. It takes away the message.
It's like it's one of the most despicable things it's happened. Apart from Jason Todd, which there's another thing. I don't think they should have revived Jason Todd either.
Well, you know what's even funny about that? In the new 52, Damian Wayne, who's
Bruce Wayne's son,
with Talia al Ghul, he died.
Yeah.
And they're about to bring him back as well. So
I know it's a habit that they bring back. No one ever dies in a comic. But I still think they should at least kept Jason Todd dead. I'm not too happy.
See, that's the thing, it's just when you bring a character back it completely undermines their death. Everything that this massive thing is sold primarily to sell comics. It's like, this character that you like, it's their death. Put on the thing, it's become this merchandise.
Do you know what the best death was? When Thor died in the Civil War? Marvel? He doesn't die, because it's an android, or clone. So Thor actually comes back and beats the shit out of Tony Stark for going, "How dare you!" It's awesome. But no, Days of Future Past, so back to the first bit of it, before you two went mental each other. They fucked it up slightly, because in the Days of Future Past storyline, Shadow Cat sends her mind back through time into herself.
Right, and she sees all the stuff that's going on.
No, she knows the future. So she sends it back in time to the present of when the comic came out, which was the 80s or 90s?
It was the
80s. Yeah. So he sends it back down and basically goes, she knows how to stop the future from happening that way.
Right.
She's got to do certain things. In the film, Shadowcat somehow uses her powers to send back Wolverine in time.
So they're obviously using the fact that they've got one character that won't age between two films.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, sorry, not two films, two eras.
Yeah.
You know, of the future. It's just, there's so many. And Peter Dinklage is in it.
Nice. I approve of that. What was the Knights of Badassdom?
Yeah.
What's happening to that?
That's a thing that this D&D, no sorry, the LARPing.
They're succubus. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
That looks so rubbish.
yeah, just reminded of it because it's got
Peter Dinklage in it, yeah.
And it's got River, what's her face?
Sam McGlow.
Sam McGlow.
Do you want a piece?
Do you need a moment to go?
What would you rather have? I'm trying to think of other characters she's played. So she's Summer. River. River. Would you want her as that or as what other character?
She's the Terminator, isn't she?
So she's been in some other stuff that's quite. She's known for.
I need to watch Dollhouse.
Apparently, it gets the problem with it is their personalities get put into their mind, so you don't get to know the character.
Yeah,
it's like the face you get to know. But you don't get to know who's inside.
Yeah.
So it's a bit awkward.
Like, incredibly hard to act, isn't it? You have to go on these different.
I guess so, yeah.
You can't really live the character throughout the entire thing. You've got to constantly chop and change.
Oh, she was in that.
Who am I now?
She was in that TV show, The Cape.
6 seasons in the movie.
Is that what they said?
You don't watch Community?
I do, yeah.
One of the running jokes was that.
Oh, the alternative universe did have the.
One of the guys watches Cape, and it's like. This is the best series ever. And yeah, it's just like, it's never going to go anywhere. It's 6 seasons in a movie!
But it doesn't the parallel to her, the evil universe, doesn't it continue in that one?
I don't know.
I'm pretty
the
sure.
The evil universe is hilarious.
Yeah, because it was in the newest series, because the evil universe guys come to the good universe again.
Right, yeah.
And he's talking to
again? Him. I haven't seen that one. Though.
Yeah. I think it's where I think he gets a robotic arm or something.
I haven't seen that.
All come across. All the ones that are alive, even what's the black guy's name again? Donald Glover.
Troy.
Yeah, Troy. He has a voice box and stuff.
Nice.
So yeah, that's good. Anyway, should wrap up for now.
Yeah.
I think we have more than enough guff.
Shite.
Yeah, we didn't really do the questions, did we?
No, this is what it should be.
It's just us talking,
right?
Shouting at each other. All right, that's us wrapping up.
Okay.
Bye.